on TJ Carey?
Nothing new.
Okay. Is it still a chest issue or shoulder?
Chest issue.
Okay.
Coach Wade Phillips comes in as a defensive coordinator for the Denver Broncos, and they're now the number one statistical defense in the National Football League. What makes a Wade Phillips defense challenging?
Wade's done a nice job his entire time in the league, you know, and they're doing a nice job to start the year. Now we're second 1 year, we're third 1 year out of my 3 years there. I think two of the years we're right up there. So it's a good. There's a lot of talent, and Wade does a nice job with what he does. Got a lot of experience in the league, and they're off to a fast start.
When Wade makes some system changes on both offense and defense, and you were just there, do you look at a team and see? Yeah, I know those guys. That looks like a familiar team to me. Or do you look at them and say, man, that team's a lot different than it was last year?
No, very familiar.
Yeah?
Yeah, very familiar, yeah. Good players, you know, at all three levels of the defense. And offensively, you know, they've got, you know, a first ballot Hall of Fame quarterback and a couple really, really explosive receivers. And so, you know, it's the same things that it's been. David Bruton on special teams, one of the best in the league. I mean, so it's, you know, I know the team well. It's a good football team. I was a part of it, you know, for the last 3 years, and we're looking forward to the challenge coming Sunday.
So the system changes are not that big of a deal in terms of is the personnel is the same? It's not that big of a deal to adjust to new systems?
Well, I think, you know, you try and breed familiarity the best you can as you go through camp in the off season, but that's all behind us at this point. They've got a veteran group that's played together, that's playing well right now.
You played against, you coached against Peyton a lot in Jacksonville. What did you, being with him this couple of years in Denver, what did you learn about him that you maybe you didn't know?
Well, I kind of knew. I just, I appreciated a lot more when he was on my team, you know. And so, I mean, he's a tough matchup. You know, he's one of the all-time greats, and he presents problems. I mean, he's like an offensive coordinator with a computer in his head, but he also gets to snap every play. So it's a heck of a challenge. It's a great football player, and it'll be a big challenge for us.
Coach, you see anything different from Peyton this year than you have in Masters?
No. I think. Really, he's a guy that's still very much in charge of things. I think they've been the best two-minute operation in the league to start the year, and that's vintage Peyton.
What are the advantages since you know this team pretty well recently?
Not really any to speak of. You know, it's I wish there were. I wish there were some advantages. You know, what we're going to do is get ourselves ready to compete like we do every week. And looking forward to playing good football.
Through four games, they've reported 18 sacks. Can you just speak on the challenge ahead for your offensive line?
Yeah, great rush, bringing it, been very effective. Now we've got to make sure we get a hat on a hat.
Offensively, they've been running a lot of pistol formation. Now, normally with that, you'd worry about the read option and the quarterback running, but in Peyton's case, he's not going to run. What are they using that formation for, and what does it present a different challenge for you?
Not really. As far as challenges, it's just more comfortable for him to receive the snap and gun and not have to drive out to create separation from the center on the snap. His weight, he's back there, his weight is set. He can transfer his weight forward. So he's not taking energy away from the snap. And I'm sure with the guy that has the number of miles he does on his legs, I'm sure that's a lot more comfortable.
Derek seems to have done pretty well passing under pressure, especially when why do you think that is?
I think he's a pretty good decision maker. I think we've done a pretty solid job on picking things up, and we'll have a great challenge this week handling that because they do a really good job with their pressure and with their coverage behind it.
Coach Tice was just telling me that one of the advantages in pass protection is how athletic the offensive line is. For big men, they're very athletic. What kind of advantage does that give you?
I don't know if that gives us an advantage. It gives us a chance. I think, you know, we're going to go compete. We'll find out. But we know that, you know, they're doing some special things to start the year, four games in. They're sitting on top of the division. And so you have to give them credit there. We'll get ourselves prepared and look forward to the challenge.
Is there any difference in dealing with Ware and Miller in a 3-4 as opposed to a 4-3?
Not much difference in dealing with them, no. I think the biggest you know, change for a guy like a guy like DeMarcus is, he will spend less time wrestling with tackles on rundowns, more time on backs and tight ends. So that's, other than that, they're basically in similar spots.
How important would a victory be this week? You know, you hear the expression, to be the best, you got to beat the best. This is the team that's been at the top of the division. What would it mean to knock this team off?
I'd mean we're 1-0 in the division, you know, and it would mean that week five was successful. So, you know, it's one game. It's a division game, so they count a little more than just one. But, you know, it's the first of six division games that we're going to have this year. We'll get them at home, and it's going to be a heck of a challenge.
You have Alden playing the way he did last week, and Khalil had a big game 2 games ago, and Denver's two outside guys. Are there many games in the NFL where you'll see four guys, edge guys like this, in the same game?
It's it's a pretty good group, you know, of outside pass rushers that will be playing this weekend for sure.
Charles took 39 today. Do you remember imagine playing that long yourself?
I imagined it. I imagined it when I was 39. I thought maybe, of course, I was the head coach at that time, my first year. I thought I could still do it, but he's doing it. It's pretty impressive, you know, to see what he's done. And same with Peyton, you know. You're talking about guys, even DeMarcus Ware has a number of years under his belt. These guys that are great athletes, that ultimate professionals. I mean, that's what Charles is, ultimate professional. The way he takes care of his body and the commitment level that he has, the great competitor that he is, it's just amazing to watch.
Talk about his smarts in the back. He seemed to make two good reads on both of those picks. And what does that maybe allow for him to make up for any minor athletic things that have
Well, it's just what he's always been. He's been very instinctive, ball in the air. If he's in the vicinity, he can go get it.
Are there similarities between Khalil Mack and Von Miller? You see things that are similar with those two guys, or
similar in that they're, they're people that you need to make sure you account for. I think similar with DeMarcus and Alden, and you're talking about, really special edge rush guys, and they're all different in their styles, you know, really really talented group right there.
The tight end thing, do you think about making changes personnel-wise? What's the new
How many different guys have covered them? It's something that we're aware of. You know, we'll keep looking to be better. And it's been corner, safety, linebacker, and multiple guys at those different spots that have had opportunities. And really, when we do our job better, it's not to say they're not going to still catch some balls, but it won't be at the rate they've been catching.
You hope to get Tywan Jones back this week?
Hope so.
Demaryius Thomas has had a lot of big games against the Raiders. I know those were past games.
Yeah.
You were involved on the other side seeing him.
Yeah.
Is it just a lot of, how many times has he actually covered and Peyton just gets him the ball anyway and he just goes up?
Quite a bit. He can go up and elevate and catch that what's supposed to be a 50-50 ball. It looks more like 90-10 when he's over there. And then he's a monster on those tunnel screens that they run. I always told him I thought he was the best athlete on the field. You know, my DBs would get mad, you know, in Denver. But I said, look, the guy's an incredible athlete. So just recognize the combination of speed and power and athleticism he has.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thank you.